Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
53214.
Repeat it one more time.
53214.
First and last name?
Stephanie Simmons.
I'm sorry?
Stephanie Simmons.
Thank you, and I wanted to supervise over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes?
1326 Southwest Chester Street. And that's in West Milwaukee. 53214.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
I was alerted by my security that I had been hacked or breached or something for purchases that I didn't authorize. And I'm like, what? And so I called the bank the other day, and that's how I got this phone number.
Okay. Yes, I see here an order was done on October 30th for $5.74 for KitchenAid. Mm-hmm. You stated to my agent you did not place this order. This order is fraud, correct?
It is.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are already... What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for our pending investigation. False mm-hmm. claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay?
That's fine. When was this done, though?
The initial order was done on October 30th. Let me see what time. At 3:22 a.m.
I was asleep. What day was that on? Hold on a minute. Let me see.
October 30th. It's a Sunday because the 31st was Halloween, and that was a Monday.
So last Sunday.
Yes.
That will narrow it down as to who all I was around. I know the people though, but I can't pinpoint who it was. Because at that time of morning, you know, we had death in the family, and family members were here. And I would think that I wouldn't have to lock up everything in my household, especially my personal stuff, but it narrows it down to at least four or five people. So I'm just trying to figure out who did it.
Would you like me to proceed with the claim, ma'am?
Yes, please. Because I authorized it, and I'd like to get my money back. I want a refund because I didn't authorize this.
Okay, your account.
My
go
account
ahead.
Was charged $7.
$67.32, yes. That's for the membership. What I'm going to go ahead and do, I have completed the claim. The claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. On my side, I have processed you a full refund of the $67.32 plus the $5.74. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. Do you have any additional questions?
Yeah, I'm just so shocked as to how to get into my account that easily and use my information.
Well, yes, whoever placed the order had to know all your personal information.
That's kind of crazy, but I did have a house full of people here because we had death family, so some were family members and some weren't that was here. So I don't know which one it was, but I'm going to narrow it down. Because I did leave, I'm going to file a claim with my bank too, because that shouldn't have been that easy to use my information like that.
Well, the refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. The only thing that I could advise you, I don't know if you would like to change your card information, but that's
definitely.
Up to you.
I'm definitely doing that because, you know, I did get another alert. Yesterday? I got another alert yesterday from when you sign up for the people who watch the account. I can't even think right now. I'm so mad. but they watch my account, and then I have a fraud stuff set up to protect me with my social because I've had identity theft in the past. So I've been getting the alerts, but I'm like, what is this for? I don't know what they're supposed to. I'm like, let me check into it. And I just happened to dial the number tonight because I had tried to dial your number, and it would always tell me to try back later.
Yes, we might have a high volume of calls because we're a call center and we assist with multiple companies. But yes, even if you change your card, your refunds will still go back to your account. Okay. They can't stop a refund from coming to you.
Well, that's what I'm doing. First thing in the morning, I'm going over to the bank to change this card number.
Okay, that'll be great. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, that's what I was. I just been waiting to call and get straightened out because I didn't know who it was and what it was for.
Okay. You're welcome.
Processing my refund.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you as well for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.